Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. I praise you, Father. I am grateful to live in a time when we understand more about how you made our bodies and minds than ever before. And I praise you for all of the caregivers who work so hard to help people who seem to have something that has gone wrong in their mind. Lord, I praise you that even though we are smarter than before, only you know every bit of our mind. You know every thought. You know exactly what the problem is. So I again praise you that I can entrust this person I care about to you. I praise you, Lord, for caring about us so much that you told us to bring our every care to you. So I stand on behalf of this person who, for whatever reason, is troubled in their mind, and I bring them to you, the great physician. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. 2. Review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself. I ask you now, Holy Spirit, to show me if there is anything I may have done or continue to do that somehow makes things worse for this one who struggles within their mind. Is there anything I need to change that can help them? Is there anything I should do or not do? Anything I should stop or start doing? Please show this to me, so that I may be a blessing, a helper, to this one so needful of rest and peace and wholeness of mind. Amen. For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now. Part 3. Ask. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus Himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for His own disciples, asking His Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words.
Jesus, I don't know what it is to struggle with a mental disorder, and I can't imagine how painful it must be to have your own mind seemingly working against you. Regardless, I ask you to help this one with whatever it is that they need so they can have the mind you intended for them. And God, please help me. Grant me wisdom to know and do the right things, both for them and for myself in this situation. Lead me, Holy Spirit. in a way that will provide good answers to this problem. Help me to know the exact right words, the right actions. Even when it is best to remain silent, or simply leave or get out of the way. Both of us need your help, Lord. And I ask you now for both of us. Amen.
As the music continues, ask the Lord for His help and know that He enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for His help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself.
Thank you, Lord. Sometimes it all can be so troubling. Sometimes I'm not sure what the right thing is to do, but you always invite me to come to you with whatever problem ails me. Thank you for always being my loving Father. God, as difficult as this situation is, as impossible, unpredictable, even frightening as this problem can be, I choose to trust you. I choose to continue being obedient to your word. And I pray that this one who is afflicted in their mind will soon be able, with complete presence and clarity of mind, to also praise and thank and trust and obey you, Lord. May they be set free. In your name I ask, Jesus. Amen.
For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God.
Thank you.
Part 5, Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are Psalm 88, verses 1 through 4, and Jonah chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. Lord, it's you, my God, who saves me. Day in and day out I cry to you. Please hear my prayer. Please listen to my cries for help. I have these troubles. I feel as if I'm about to die. Some people think my life is over. I'm like someone who has no strength. I almost drowned under the waves. The deep waters covered me. Seaweed wrapped around me. I sank to the deepest place, like the very base of the mountains. I thought I died and went to my grave forever. But you can bring my life up from the edge of the pit. You are my Lord. Yes, when my life was almost over, I remembered you. My prayer has risen to you. It has reached your holy temple in heaven. Part 6, Renewal. During this time, you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good, and He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.
partaking of His grace, lifting up our praise, kindly His, pouring out His love and conquering our fear.
Let every nation
bless His holy name.
Let all creation
sing a song of praise.
For He is mighty
in each and every age. Awesome is our God. Faithful our Lord, all that is He made, forever He will reign. Holy our King, Savior to the lost and Champion of the cross.
Let every nation
bless His holy name.
Let all creation
sing a song of praise.
For He is mighty
in each and every age. Awesome is our God.
Champion of the cross. Let every